on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for the 1st of April. Today, a guy called M, or Robin Scott, he's 73. He had a number one hit with this song. Jimmy Cliff, the Jamaican singer-songwriter, is 72 today. His reggae-style hits include this one. And this one. Susan Boyle, the Scottish singer who wowed the judges on Britain's Got Talent with this song. My life has killed the dream, my dream. And then became a worldwide sensation. She's 59 today. Gina Jeffreys, the Australian country singer, is 52. Lockie Holm, the Australian actor and screenwriter, is 49. He also starred in The Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolution.
Is it Holm or Hume?
Whatever. Kim Wilson, the Australian actress, is 47.
Cheer factor.
John Butler, the Aussie musician from Pinjarra, he's 45 today. Happy birthday, John.
G'day, mate.
James Tobin, the Aussie TV presenter, currently does weather, doesn't he, on Weekend Sunrise?
Yeah, he does a really good job.
He's 30 today. Bijou Phillips, the US actress, singer, model and daughter of John Phillips, the Mamas and the Papas, she's 40 today. And Hilary Scott, the US country music singer, is 34. She's the vocalist with Lady Antebellum, by the way.
Weight Watchers formed in America on this day in 1946.
In 1955, parking meters made their first appearance in Australia in Hobart.
Slim Dusty recorded this song in 1957.
But there's nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Yep, that's a pub with no beer. Did that in Sydney.
In 1960, the first pair of Doc Martin boots rolled off the production line in England. And in the 90s, I bought myself a cherry red pair.
General Hospital made its debut on US TV on this day in 1963.
Still running. In 1965, Tasman Empire Airways became Air New Zealand.
Have a guess when Apple was founded.
80s?
70s, actually.
What?
Yeah. Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak and Ronald Wayne founded it in 1976.
Interesting. In 1985, David Lee Roth decided he was leaving Van Halen to pursue a solo career.
Yeah, came out with a couple of great songs, including this one.
I'm just a gigolo, and everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing.
And this.
That's my favourite.
Google introduced its Gmail product to the public in 2004.
And in 2007, kids were delighted everywhere with the series Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It was first published.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 1st of April.